Robert Duncan Milne, An Introduction. Robert Duncan Milne was born on 7th of June 1844 in Cupar in Fife, Scotland. Little is known of the life of this extraordinary author who created some of the most appealing science fiction stories ever written. As an adult, he lived in San Francisco and wrote short stories for local newspapers and periodicals of the time, and principally for the Argonaut, the political and literary newspaper heavyweight of the area. Robert Duncan Milne died in San Francisco, California, on 15th of December 1899. He was 55. The Idoloscope is a story of a man's pursuit to record and reveal past events, as though they are happening right now before our very eyes. Outlandish, yes, but possible?
The Idoloscope by Robert Duncan Milne. I will premise by saying that my narrative deals with the correlation of forces and the production of ghosts. My narrative will have the effect of removing all doubt about the reality of that class of spectral manifestations which has ever been a subject for jest to professors of positive science, who, where they admit their existence at all, refer them to a diseased or abnormal condition of the brain. This question, however, will now happily be set at rest, as the distinguished scientists referred to will have an opportunity of producing these spectral manifestations almost at will, and have the pleasure of knowing that the specters they produce are the result of an invariable and ordinary natural law, and merely constitute another example of the universality and harmony of the great law of cause and effect, which pervades nature, acting alike upon the atom and the nebula. Many ghost stories, which now appear to be the maunderings of superstitious or half-witted idiots, will henceforth be known to have originated not in a series of diseased imaginations, but in the workings of an obscure but unerring natural law. It must not be supposed, however, that the class of spectral manifestations which can thus be produced are of the same nature, or have the same origin, as the phantasmagoria of the medieval necromancer or modern charlatan. The specters which these invoke are independent of time and place, while those to which I allude are purely local in their character, and depend for their very being upon surrounding conditions.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?